Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I've chosen to speak to you this morning on the topic, the church between the Advent. The text is Psalm 96, which we read responsively a few moments ago. It's fitting that this psalm, the 96th psalm, be designated for our consideration at this time of the church year, since the church has always recognized that Psalm 96 has a distinct Advent emphasis. Now, what is it that makes the 96th psalm an Advent psalm? Well, first of all, the psalm reaches its climax at the end in the 13th verse with the dual announcement of the Advent or the coming of the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. Secondly, Psalm 96 is designated as an Advent psalm simply because its entire content, all 13 verses of the psalm, show it to have a sense of expectation, a sense of the new, a sense of the radically different. Everything in the psalm is predicated upon the eventual coming of the Lord God to his creation and to his people. A coming when it happens changes all things so that old things pass away and all things become new. The entire message of Psalm 96, therefore, really makes no sense apart from the arrival of the Lord as it is announced at the conclusion of this unique psalm. But here a problem arises for us who are members of the Christian Church, New Testament believers of God. While Israel looked for an advent or a coming of the Lord, we in the church recognize that there are two distinct advents or coming of our Lord, and these two advents are separated by an interval of time which already has lasted some 2,000 years. There is the first Advent, which has already come with the incarnation of the Word made flesh, when Jesus, the babe, was born in Bethlehem of Judea. But there is also a second Advent, which is not yet, and which will bring to a close the entire course of world history. As the writer to the Hebrews so aptly reminds us, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, shall appear a second time for salvation, without reference to sin, to those who eagerly await him. But which of these two advents does Psalm 96 speak of? Well, there can only be one answer from the Old Testament point of view. The Advent described in Psalm 96 refers to both the first Advent of our Lord, the incarnation Advent, and also and simultaneously refers to the second Advent of our Lord, the consummation Advent. Psalm 96 is the Lord God telling us that he never looked at the first Advent without at the same time also seeing the second Advent. Nor therefore should we as Christians, especially as we begin to celebrate this Christmas season. In the words of the commentator H.C. Leupold, the broad eschatological outlook of this psalm is remarkable. It throbs with the hope of the Lord's coming, which it regards as having, in a sense, already taken place, Advent number one, but also as certain to take place in times to come, Advent number two. Psalm 96 is like the voice of John the Baptist announcing the beginnings of the Messianic age with the arrival of Jesus, the promised Messiah to his people. At the same time, Psalm 96 is like the voice of the archangel with the trumpet of God announcing the consummation of the Messianic age with the coming of Jesus Christ, to gather his redeemed people to himself. Psalm 96 is not simply an Advent psalm. Psalm 96 is a double Advent psalm. It's no wonder that the Advent has to be announced twice when the psalm closes. For he cometh to judge the earth. Now, if Psalm 96 stands sentinel-like at the beginning of this age of grace, and again, if Psalm 96 stands sentinel-like at the end of this age of grace, we would expect the content of Psalm 96 to be concerned with the event between the Advents. And in this, Psalm 96 does not disappoint us. But how does Psalm 96 describe the interval of time between the two Advents of our Lord? Well, it does so by describing the activity of the people of God, the Church of Jesus Christ, the Una Sancta, the Ecclesia. It focuses on the Church because there is nothing of greater significance in the interval of time between the first Advent of our Lord and the second Advent of our Lord than the Church which Jesus Christ is himself building in this period. At least there is nothing of greater significance in the interval between the two Advents for the Lord God. You see, the Church, like Psalm 96, ties together those two Advents. It is the Church which is the force that determines the entire flow of world history since the day of Pentecost. It is the Church which alone gives significance to the age in which we live, the public media and the public opinion notwithstanding. My Christian friends, when you look at the Church today, the Church between the Advents, what do you see? Do you see bickering? Do you see scandals? Do you see schemings, divisions, deteriorations, backbitings, defections, betrayals, offenses, fightings, false claims, false teachings, false teachers, false prophets, political manipulations? When God looks at the Church today, in the interval between the two Advents, what does he see? Regrettably, he sees all this which we see. But fortunately for us, he also sees much more. He sees what we see recorded for us in Psalm 96. Psalm 96 is a picture of God's people, God's picture of God's people in the age between the Advents. And what we see in Psalm 96 is exactly the concept that Martin Luther had of the Church back in the 16th century. For here in Psalm 96, we see the Church as one grand confessional enterprise. The Church that has one grand missionary task. Psalm 96 pictures the Church for us as God sees the Church, confessing his name to the glory of God and for the salvation of sinners. In Psalm 96, we see the Church as God's people singing a new song day after day from Advent 1 to Advent 2. Singing a new song for all mankind to hear. In Psalm 96, we see the Church as God's people from every nation under heaven gathered to serve the Lord in a new and a living way, entering into his very presence through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. In Psalm 96, we see the Church as God's people speaking out and speaking up for God throughout the whole earth. They speak of his kingdom because Jesus Christ, his King, has come to rule and he does reign. They speak of a world which will be secured fastened down to stand forever because of the death of death in the death of Christ. They speak of a righteous judgment, of an eternal truth, which will cover all the peoples of the earth like the life-giving waters of a new life-giving flood. In the midst of the battle, here, in the interval between the advents, when faith suffers from fatigue, and it often does, when the forces of evil seem to be setting the agenda for the world and even the tone for our own lives, and they often do, when the church stands by, seemingly helpless, in the face of overwhelming odds, and it often is, and turn quickly to Psalm 96. It's your arsenal. It's your shield. It's your weapon. Stand once again between the two advents and see once again what the Lord of the church sees when he looks at his church. When Christian courage seems to fail and Satan's wiles seem to prevail, then slam the door on the devil, on the world, and the flesh with their proud claims, their foolish vanities and lies. Consider anew those precious verses given to you, God's people, in Psalm 96, God's word, and therefore God's bond, and therefore our hope. Here is a vision granted you by God's Holy Spirit so that you can see the church as God sees the church between the advents, singing a new song of so great a salvation, speaking of the Lord in a new and a living way, speaking to all nations of the new and the lasting creation. The time will come when the very trees in the woods are going to rejoice before the Lord. Why? For he cometh. He cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. Amen.